Burnaby has now recorded its third highest year of deaths due to toxic drugs in the past decade, with 2 months still to go in 2022. According to new data released by the BC Coroner's Service Wednesday, November 30, 7 more lives were lost in October, bringing the city's year-to-date total to 54. Last year was the highest ever total for Burnaby in 10 years, with 78 lives lost. The total in 2020 was 59. Despite the efforts of many, this public health emergency continues to devastate families throughout our province, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said in a news release. The increased toxicity and variability of the illicit drug supply has created an environment where everyone who uses substances is at risk. This vulnerability is even greater for individuals who live outside the urban centers, where the limited number of safer supply programs are currently focused. Provincially, 179 deaths were recorded in October, which equates to roughly 5.8 deaths per day. In 2022 thus far, the communities reporting the highest number of illicit drug toxicity deaths are Vancouver, Surrey, and Greater Victoria. This is not a matter of choosing one approach over another, Lapointe added. The recommendations from both the Standing Committee on Health and 2BC Coroner's Service Death Review panels are clear. We must create a comprehensive continuum of care that supports people with substance use disorders, and we must improve access to evidence-based options for treatment and recovery. Most importantly, as those reports recommended, it is imperative that access to safer supply is available in all areas of the province. By local health area in 2022, the highest rates are in Lillooet, Cowichan Valley West, Terrace, Alberni, Clayoquot, and Merritt. No deaths have been reported at supervised consumption or drug overdose prevention sites. In October, we lost 179 people to the poisoned drug supply. The pain felt by those who have lost their loved ones to this public health crisis is profound. My heart goes out to the families, friends and communities that are grieving these losses, Minister of Mental Health and Addiction Sheila Malcolmson said in a separate statement. Our government is expanding and evolving our response to this public health emergency as we strive to stop the terrible loss of life to the poison drug supply. While we have been adding new treatment and recovery services, expanding overdose prevention and working to end stigma about addiction, the increasing illicit drug toxicity has taken more lives.